Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it! You found it! Today's a special Saturday edition of the show. We had to do a pre-record because our guest today, fantastic musician, went all in. He's currently in Singapore. I thought he was in Manila, but no, I think he was in Manila last week. But he's in Singapore now, and you know, that whole curvature of the earth thing. We tried to do... to our credit, we tried to do a live show with him earlier in the week, and it just didn't happen. The technology, we use about 3 layers of software to do the show. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You guys don't care about that. But we couldn't make it happen. So we did a pre-record via Skype, and it's very cool. He's a very extremely busy guy, and but I was able to sit down and talk with him for a little bit. And we're going to play a couple of his tracks as well. You're really going to like this. It's a real good time. And he's just wicked cool. Wicked cool. Okay, without further ado, here it is. Went All In.
So, Went All In, welcome to the
went
show.
Went All In.
That's right. Welcome to the show. Tell us, now you're originally from Atlanta, but you travel all over the world, right? You're currently
yes,
in
Asia? Yes, sir. Currently, right now, I'm in Singapore. I'm sitting on the balcony looking out at a bunch of boats. Nice. It is like 10 p.m. right now.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Because you're like, yeah, I'm in South Florida, just up from Miami. You're 12 hours
okay.
behind us, right?
Yes, sir. No. We're in the future, man.
You're
yeah,
future.
We're time traveling right now.
Nice.
We are time traveling. How does it feel?
It's awesome. It's going real quick. I love it.
Cool.
So you've been your main thing is music. You're a musician as your main thing, but you do all kinds of stuff. You incorporate art and fashion and everything.
Yeah. So I was a drummer growing up. So musician first, drummer first, then picked up different instruments. You know, as I grew up. And then actually dance. I was I still do dance, but I was full-time dancer and choreographer actually, for many years. And then I got back into music, mostly on the production side, and then, got a chance to somehow open up for Goody Mob, for their reunion tour in CeeLo. And that kind of opened my mind to doing the artist thing. So I kind of switched gears and, you know, with the dance and just the elements that I've kind of been working towards, I guess, without even knowing it, it just made sense and kind of came together. So
that's very, very,
that's cool. What we're doing. Yeah. And then, yeah, of course, what you said with the fashion, fashion, art, you know, everything is about creativity to me. Like it's about frequency and energy. So they kind of all speak together to me. You know, I view it all. They're all basically all tools to communicate. So
it's fantastic.
Yeah, man. But to answer your first question, I am from
nice.
I am from ATL. So yes,
fun town.
I'm a Southern boy.
I always have a good time whenever I visit. You know,
I'm sure you do.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I always have a cool time up there, Buckhead and all that area. Even the underground and whatnot. Although everybody keeps
the underground.
Yeah, they
it's
have,
different yeah. than it used to be.
They said it's kind of going. But I grew up in Detroit, so you know I don't mind a little.
Well, what up though, man? What up though?
Yeah, you know it's.
Yeah, I got a bunch of friends in D-Town, man.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. So it's cool. So you, you've got a new album, just came out last week, right? Just dropped.
Well, not an album. We're just pushing singles right now.
Okay.
So we're, the second single is called Leave It on the Floor, just dropped. on all major platforms. Yeah, man, we're just, you know, keeping it moving, keeping it kind of spaced out just to give people enough time to kind of sink in the stuff. Got some shows coming up. I'm actually doing Ultra in Singapore June, I think it's 15th and 16th, so starting to kind of prep for that.
That's a big
one. Man.
That's a
Ultra, it's gonna be crazy, bro. Crazy.
We just finished up the one in Miami last month, and good time. Always a good time. It's cool. Where was I at? I was in Bangkok years. This was many years ago, and I saw my first trance concert out there, Tiesto. And man, I got to tell you, that was probably one of the best shows I ever saw in my life. You know, but I think it was
that was probably an experience in Bangkok.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's why. Yeah. You know, I think that added to it. But very, very.
My stepmom's actually Thai. And my dad lives in Chiang Mai, so I got family all over. So I actually just got out of the hospital because I had a run-in with some mosquitoes while I was actually in Thailand a couple of weeks ago, and I think they gave me some. So I started having crazy fevers and all kinds of stuff, man. Thailand's crazy, bro.
Absolutely.
Got to be careful.
Absolutely.
Got to get the deed out.
I'm telling you. Well, you're okay, though, right? I mean, they got...
That's all. Good. That's just a side note. I don't even know why I talked about that. Just trying to tie in Thailand. Just out there, man. It's a beautiful time.
Well, it's scary.
Beautiful country.
That medical shit happens, you know? I mean, because you're like... You're literally in the hands of other people, you know? And it's like, man. I hope they didn't party as much as I do sometimes, you know? Oh, man. Great.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I'm higher than life and I ain't got the munches. Sing up a dollar and yen, I cross oceans. Was born in the jungle, shout out teacher Biko Jumanji. By the look of my passport, you think I don't countries? Rice and sipping cocoa, I'm in Bali, oh. Be yourself no matter what, is all I know. I walk in an elephant in the room and I alone. I'm way out. Popping bottles, we do what we feel. They say you only live once, so I owe I'm way out. I'm way out. We way out. We way out. Y'all steady way turning up. We way out. Jump up. Jump up in the weight, gon' get it. Took it to the breakdown with it. Whole world's up, boy, and I ain't know that the girls gon' get it. Uchiwada got me, made the backside moving like a sea doo. Take the bikini off, about to pop off. Way out, drum, da 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 dum. We way out. We way out. We way out. We way out.
That was Way Out by Wintall Inn. This is available. This track's available on Apple Play, iTunes, Google Play, iTunes, wherever you buy digital music. It's out there, man. It's on Spotify. It's all over the place. So be sure to check that out and pick it up. Fantastic track. Fantastic track. I love it. I love it. Now back to the interview.
Cool, man. So you're from Detroit, and you're now, what are you, in Fort Lauderdale? Or?
No, just up from there, a little town, a little beach town called Deerfield Beach, just south of Boca.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I know Deerfield.
Yeah, just hanging cool, by man. The sea, you know. Very cool. Now, the new singles, these are, you're going to release these, what, like one a month, you think, or?
We're pushing out. Actually, we're pushing it out. Kind of different. I actually just got a situation that's coming. We're going to be launching in India as well.
Nice.
So we're going to be releasing basically reflecting what we've already done in the, you know, we're mostly focused on the States, obviously, but we're going to be tying in some and start pressing stuff into other markets as well. So, that's happening, but basically, yeah, we're going to be pushing some kind of content every month.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com. to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
You know, we got the Way Out music video. I shot half of it in Atlanta. And then we shot the second half in Bali,
nice.
Which was real. Yeah, it was really dope. Got to hang out with
your
Elephant.
Production
yeah.
costs, man. Your production, you know, budgets.
Well,
through the
that's
roof.
That's
you know
the thing is, is being international and having lived overseas and built relationships. I'm able to navigate and, you know, pull strings and,
right.
You know, make a lot happen. Of it's, make yeah, it man, you just make it happen, bro.
Right.
You know, a lot of things when you get on this side of the water, I mean, even flights, like once you get over here, things are fairly cheap. You can, Bali's a 2-hour flight from here where I'm at in Singapore right now. And you can find a ticket, you know, for $100 easy.
Nice.
You know, so.
Nice. I noticed that with.
But yeah, man, it was beautiful.
With cell service over there, it was like way cheaper than in the state. Of course, I was this a few years ago. Maybe it's not so much anymore. But when I was over there, I noticed that a lot of stuff was more reasonably priced.
I wouldn't say. Well, in Thailand, definitely. I mean, it depends. Singapore is pretty expensive.
I gotcha.
Overall.
You have to live where it's spendy, Went. You had to do it.
It is, man. I had to do it. I lived in Hong Kong for a while. I lived in Tokyo.
Right.
I'm just trying to go and experience the most expensive places in the world, to be honest.
Exactly.
And just, yeah, just go all in. That's all I do.
That's what you got to do, man. I got a girlfriend like
go
that.
Go all in.
You know, we walk into a store, she just goes right. She's like a dog, like one of them hound dogs. Just goes right to the most expensive thing in the place.
I'm ooh,
like, yeah.
Ooh, that's a red flag right
I'm
there,
telling
buddy.
You, it keeps me busy. Keeps me busy.
Yeah,
she's all right.
Cool, yeah, man.
It's cool. So, yeah, what do you think of when you were in Tokyo? Well, your fans are all over the place. Like you said, you're an international artist. People are. Digging
yeah,
stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
So that's
people.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I've done shows. To be honest, I'm like fresh. Like I'm just really putting. I mean, I like I said, I've gotten to do stuff all over the world. A lot of it even was through my dance career.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to travel and teach and do workshops and so I've initially that's what I was traveling for, and then once I decided to get back into the music. You know, I just started kind of building. The last 2 years really has just been getting ready for what's happening now. So I've just been developing music and really just creating, making sure. For me, it's about quality over quantity. So it's I wanted to come out and make sure that the sound and everything was a true reflection of me and my life, you know?
Right.
And make sure, you know, even with the fashion, I create and make a lot of the fashion that I do
mm-hmm.
as well.
That's cool.
And I come coming from, you know, Atlanta. So coming from the cloth of like Andre and Outkast and that whole kind of even CeeLo and like you look at them and they wore the music.
Right.
You know, when you saw it, it was like it was hip hop. Like it was pure hip hop. It wasn't. I'm not talking about the clone. Where you have to wear Supreme and
right.
and what, you know what I'm saying? But they like hip hop to me is just it's like jazz. So it was like it was the culture of it, you know. And so when you looked at and listened to the music and then saw them visually, it just made sense. And so that was really for me, and just because of my travels and just everything that I've experienced in life, I really wanted to give people a glimpse of culture and the things that I've experienced personally, because it is beautiful. Like earth is beautiful, man. Like culture and a lot of people, you know, they get in, live inside their little boxes and,
mm-hmm.
There's so many beautiful things about culture and humanity, you know? And so I try to just kind of in bring it all together all in one, you know?
Well, I think that's cool, man. It needs more people. That needs to happen more. People don't realize, you know, the world is a big place, but there's a lot of diversity, and that's not a bad thing. You know, you need. I think a lot of people don't. You know, a lot of people I hear bitch about how stagnant the world is. You know, they've never been 50 miles from their house, and I'm like, well, how do you know? You know,
right. And then they got a lot of opinions.
Exactly. And it's like, and you're like
okay. Actually, they're usually the ones that are the most opinionated out of everybody. And it's like, okay, all right. I mean, you already know. I know. I'm from the South, man. So I've seen it all, bro. Seen it all.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, it was weird when I moved down here. South Florida is really not that bad, but to get to South Florida, you got to go through,
you got to go to Atlanta.
That's right, you know, all
that area. South Georgia.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing is I had always, you know, read about it, seen it on, you know, in media and whatnot, but it ain't nothing until you're down there and you're like, oh man, this is
real.
Another weird world. Yeah. This is what people deal with daily, you know? And
But to be honest, like, just like I'm saying, it's beautiful in Thailand. Like, I wish people in Thailand could experience that. You know, it's all beautiful. We're all full of pros and cons, and you know, it's humanity. And as much diversity as we have as humans, there's also threads that connect us that are just universal. In even with music and dance and art, there's, you know, that those languages are very universal, whether, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from, what walk of life, socioeconomic, race, religion, like, it's, you know, there's things that connect us. And I think as soon as we realize that, first of all, and kind of tap into that, you know, that's where things start to, like, change, you know?
I know a place to go where the boys come out and the girls show, where they go way up and they lose control. Then they lose control. Work from Sunday to Monday for that paper. Gotta get that money, got to get the bills paid up. Your old man taught them ears since you wake up. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, I got a resolution for your problems. Hey, come on, let's go. Whoa, whoa.
Switch up.
She said, I know a place to go where the boys come out and the girls show, where they go way up and they lose control. We leave it.
abilities, like and will it never end? Damn, you can use a break. Jump up, clear your mind and sail away.
Hey, I got a resolution for your problem.
Hey,
come on, let's go.
Whoa, whoa. Switch up.
When we step up after we play so litty. If you feel like I feel when the beat go, go. She said,
I know a place to go where the boys come out and the girls will show. Where they go way up and they lose control. Went from Sunday to Monday to get up that paper. For all your problems, I got a resolution. Went from Sunday to Monday to get up that paper. For all your problems, I got a resolution.
She said,
I know a place to go where the boys come out and the girls show. Where they go way up and they lose control.
That was Went All In, Leave It On The Floor, brand new single from Went All In. Man, I like that track a lot. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. And again, folks, these are all available wherever you purchase digital music. So check it out. You know, Google is your friend. Just pop in Went All In. Actually, we have links on our show page and however you're listening to the podcast. There's links there that follow the podcast as well. So just click on that and you get over there and you can pick that up. Very, very cool. We're going to now finish up the interview. And he's a busy guy, you know. We didn't have much time, but we tried to get as much in as we could. So back to it. Here it is.
And we get our shit together. Start being nice to each other, you know.
Yeah, man.
Accomplish stuff.
If North Korea and South Korea can do it, then it's like, okay, America.
Absolutely. Oh man.
And it's great. I actually just had a conversation with some friends, and they were literally like, yeah, they just woke up one day and just decided to be cool. And I was like, exactly. It's that simple. Like, it's literally just that simple.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, that's awesome.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Hey, folks. Located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all-natural, organic, gluten-free skincare. Hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Well, man, it's been great talking to you. I know you're very busy, and hey, it's late there. You're going to be out on the town, I imagine.
I'm working on records, man.
I gotcha. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to be on the show and whatnot, and it's awesome, you know. And we're going to get some of the new singles on here and whatnot. And
Check it out, man. Check it out. Go check out Way Out. You know.
Oh yeah, it's a fantastic.
It's thank you, bro. You know, I wanted, you know, just to breathe energy into people's lives. You know, it's a little left. It's a little bit different. It's not exactly what everybody is doing. But again, it's a reflection of just humanity and celebrating life and getting way outside of your boxes and just celebrating, man. It's a beautiful place. So, and then Leave It on the Floor, like I said, I just dropped Leave It on the Floor, and that's kind of a part two message-wise. It's kind of like a part two to Way Out, and it's literally, you know, it's about just leaving it on the floor, really. I mean, that's the message. It's just going hard, working your ass off,
keeping that hustle,
setting goals. Yeah, man. It's just and also just the freedom of letting things go, you know, and just having that freedom to express and live. So definitely, I appreciate the time, man, and appreciate the support and love. If you haven't checked it out, not you, but anybody listening, please do go check it out. Check me out at Went All In. It's WNTALN. So that's on Instagram, Facebook, et cetera, all the socials and everything.
Yep.
So,
and we'll have links up, ladies and gentlemen, we have links up to all of those. And definitely get over there. And very important, I always say this too, you know, like and share, man. It just takes two.
Yes. Minutes. People are stingy with the likes, man.
I'm telling you. And I think
even when they like something, I'm like, they're like, come on, man.
I know.
Yeah, share it.
And I think people out that aren't in the business, they don't realize, you know, when you're booking shows and stuff, concert, or, you know, clubs and concert promoters and stuff.
They look for it.
That's right. That conversation.
That's
comes
what
up.
They're looking for.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not even comes up. It is. It's the first thing that is. You know.
Yep.
What's the engagement?
Exactly.
And man. Like, I got Ultra. I'll actually be back in Atlanta. I might be coming out there in a week to do some stuff, and then I'll come back for Ultra. But I'll be definitely back in the States, pretty much the whole summer. So maybe we can take a trip down there to Florida.
Yeah, or we can come up, you know, any excuse to...
Or you can come up. Yeah, we're looking at some show dates and different stuff. We'll definitely keep you in the loop.
Very cool. We'll stay right in touch, and just keep doing what you're doing, Went All In. You're fantastic at it. You're really good at it, you know?
Thank you, bro. Just the beginning, man. Stay tuned.
I will, definitely.
All right.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.